I was listening to another podcast by, let's see, what is her name? Shalene, right? Johnson? Shalene, not Charlene. Called Build Your Tribe, Grow Your Business with Social Media. And she had an episode, I think it was yesterday, called Why Are You Here and Which Idea to Focus On? And it really helped me because, like you, I'm also all over the place when it comes to how to make money, how to succeed. I want to succeed at everything. That's my problem. Can you say goals or problems, right? But she has a questionnaire online that I'm actually going to make available to you as well. Just go to davidtrigg.com/questionnaire. Actually, you know what? Questionnaire is too tough of a word to spell. davidtrigg.com/passion. So go there. You can download this questionnaire, which is really awesome. And it starts with asking about your life's accomplishments, lists 3 to 4 successes or accomplishments that have given you, that give you pride or often, or people often ask you about. And so I wrote my beautiful family, music, giving advice, success, writing, that kind of thing. And then what hobbies or skills do you have that people often ask about that give you pride? So I wrote music, writing, counseling, advice giving. And then it says from the list above, which do people seem to be the most interested in? And I wrote advice giving, positive mindset, how to succeed at life. And then it goes on to ask you a lot of great questions about what do you find yourself naturally drawn to help others? I think that's a great question. If you had the ability, here's an awesome one. If you had the ability to earn an amazing living doing one thing, what would that be? Ask yourself this. If you had the ability to earn an amazing living doing one thing, what would that be? For me, I put $1 million and I put teaching, coaching on stage, giving advice, positive mindset, helping people succeed at every area of their lives, physically, relationally, emotionally, career, financially, spiritually, and to speak to millions live and on stage. And so very, very good stuff. I also like the second page that it talks about kind of how would you build a business around some of these topics and kind of what would you do and what would you not do. And this one, for example, says, as it relates to your professional or work experience, what areas do people most often ask for your guidance, help, or input? And I put advice giving, wisdom giving, relationship, sex, advice, career, focus, how to be focused, how to win at life, how to make money, you know, just how to be a success-driven person and yet being a highly spiritual individual. And then I have a book that I've been reading by my other friend Cliff Ravenscraft that he recommended called The Prosperous Coach, Increase Income and Impact for You and Your Clients. Increase Income and Impact for You and Your Clients. And I thought it was a great, great book. I'm only on chapter one, but I like this first quote that I was reading here just about how to think about helping other people. It says, in fearless coaching, you will explore, meaning there are a couple of chapters here. There's the creating clients, fearless coaching, deep inner work. But in fearless coaching, which is one of the chapters, is you will explore the two levels of fear that coaches face. There is a fear within your coaching, which is often expressed as people pleasing instead of powerful service. And then there is a fear of selling and enrolling clients that typically results in never making bold, life-changing proposals and having only uncommitted clients. Wow, talk about something that I definitely deal with, both of those. The inner fear that I'm not good enough, I don't have all the credentials, that there are people that are better than me, that all these things. Maybe even the strongest one is that I shouldn't be doing this. You know, I should just be praying all day and preaching and doing church stuff, you know, which is what church people tend to tell you. But that's not really true. It's not about what people say. And the second one is about exactly that, kind of the outside stuff, people pleasing. And so both of these tools have helped me kind of understand more about myself and how I truly want to be a successful person. I wrote on my Facebook page yesterday on my page that I want to succeed in 5 areas. Financially, I want to be a millionaire. Second, in my church, I want to have a church, the greatest and biggest church in the city of Bellflower. I want to write successfully and have multiple books that thousands of people purchase. I want to be a successful speaker on stage and in these mediums, podcasting and online. And then I want to have a successful body and image. So be fit, wear beautiful clothes, have very clean haircuts. And of course, the foundation to all of these four or five things is, first of all, the love of my wife, being faithful and committed to having her be my queen, my princess, having a healthy marriage where she's number one, not other women, not my career, not music, nothing. And then loving our children together, or the two of us, loving the three of them, all five of us, and to help them thrive and to love them for who they are. So, and the foundation to all of that, maybe to even go down the funnel to the very essence of my life, that's a faith, a deep faith in Jesus Christ. The spiritual anchor to all of this is faith in Jesus. It's a love for God. It's an experience with God. It's an ongoing relationship with a God who loves me, who is my Father when I feel alone, who is my gozo when I feel anxious, who is my peace when I feel that peace is lacking. And so these are the commitments and the goals of my life. I'm 50 years old. I've done a lot of great things, but there's still so much more to do. And it got me thinking about how to share some of these tools with you. One of the things that I often struggle with is that I don't often tell people, not because I don't want to, it's just I forget. I don't share the resources that I'm learning from. And I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to do that as a way to grow my email list and to grow my audience, to offer free resources or a book list or things that I'm reading. So I'm going to put together, if you would go to, as I said, davidtrigg.com/passion, a kind of a resource that I want to give to you for free as a way to grow my email list and to communicate better with people as far as my courses and paid services. And I want to offer you for free a list of all the top 10 books that I've been reading that are helping me be successful and overcome fear and anxiety and to be driven to succeed in every area of my life. And then second, this free resource, this questionnaire that will help you understand why you are here and which idea to focus on. And as I said, this is a resource shared by Shalene Johnson, but I want to make it available at my website so that you can go through those. I think it's maybe like a 20-minute process. It's a little bit long. I've only done the first half and then I kind of got bored. So you might kind of do the same thing, or you might do the whole questionnaire in one sitting. But either way, I want to make this resource available to you. And man, I just want to be more myself. Don't we all just want to be true to ourselves? You know, I really want to win. And all these inner conflicts of, oh, God, and how can God want? And it's not even like I think those things. It's more, as this book, The Prosperous Coach, says, it's more people, it's what I think people are thinking about me. What a waste of time, right? And now, truth be told, there have been a lot of critics. Oh, why are you talking about success if you're a pastor? I don't even have an answer to that, except just do your thing. You stay in your lane, I'll stay in my lane. You do you, I'll do me. I believe that this is my gift, is to create abundance first for myself, for my beautiful wife, for our kids, for my church. I want to pay my employees $100,000 each, so come work for me. I can't do that right now, but that's where I'm headed. I want to succeed for the sake of others. I truly do. I want to be an example to young Latino men, to young white, black, I don't care who, what color you are. I want to be a motivator to people my age and older. I want to be an example. But I have to succeed first. You know, honestly, my body hasn't been in shape in 20 years. My church is still a mess. My finances are just average. My fitness and my look is still kind of little dad bod kind of thing going. My writing and my speaking is very small. So I have a long way to go. I've succeeded before. And like Shalene Johnson was saying, how she used to be a fitness guru. Now she has changed her whole thing. And now she's successful on in the online space, helping people grow their business online. I feel the same way, you know, here at 15. I've been trying this now for 5 years, at least 5 years. And it's still, man, I haven't been able to focus on it because I've had to pay the bills with real normal jobs. And this is the truth. And really, in many ways, it's my goal. I don't want to just do online stuff or just motivate things. Now, in that questionnaire where she asked, if you were to pick one thing that would make you $1 million, that would make you the happiest, what would that be? It would be speaking. I mean, it would be speaking and then using my guitar to motivate people. It's basically what I'm doing on Sunday mornings, on Wednesday nights, one-on-one in my office, through this microphone, online with my live streams and my videos on YouTube and all that stuff. I mean, it is what I am pursuing. I haven't gotten there yet, but I will. I will survive. And this is what this podcast is about. It's about spirit and success. It's about success and being a person of faith. It's about high achieving, but with a and a foundation upon God. And this is a uniqueness of what I believe I offer and I bring to the table. It makes me mad when people say, oh, don't succeed. Don't talk about money. Don't talk about being beautiful. Don't talk about what you want. It just doesn't make sense to me. But on the other hand, I don't get people, all these driven, successful people, that all they talk about is success and they have no real life in Christ or in spirituality. Or if they do, it's just not really very, very, very strong. So I admire my friend Elvira. So Elvira, big shout out to you of Elvira. Is it PC, I believe? Personal Branding, PB. So my friend Elvira, she is a great woman who is both. She's a successful person. She makes money for other people and herself and her family, her parents. She is beautiful. She dresses the part. She talks about all of her different success and her fake boobs and all of her plastic surgery. And yet, and what I mean by that, let me explain that. She's very honest about who she is. And don't you wish you were more honest about what you want? I'm not advocating for plastic surgery. My point is, she is very honest about what she wants. And you can judge her, you can follow her. But I love her honesty, and I really love her balance of spirit and going to the spa and praying at the ocean and yet driving fancy cars, fancy nails, and hanging out with John Sally and Beverly Hills. And so I'm going to do it a little bit differently than her, and you're going to do it differently than me, all these things. But we need to be in relationship with each other as people of color, as Latinos. But it really, this goes beyond black, white. I love the young type A white female entrepreneur that there are millions of. I love Ty Lopez and Cliff, as I said, white males per se. There aren't a lot of people of color that are popping, as I say, in the business space. I think Elvira is a female Latina. She is one in a million. This space is often occupied by white younger people, or maybe some of the older people like Grant Cardone and I don't know others, but this is a very unique space and I want to be in it. I want to be a man that succeeds at life, meaning in all the things that I've mentioned, but also a spiritual man who loves Jesus, who loves God, who prays, who is imperfect at the same time. So if you relate to this and you want to be around this tribe, around this spirit, around this focus, then go to my website and opt in to this free resource. I'm not selling you anything at this point. I'm just providing these free resources. But I do want to sell you something. You know, as that book that I read says, sometimes I shy away from selling because I don't know. I think it's that negative mindset of, oh, it's terrible to make money. And yet, when you sell, you're actually just offering to help somebody. And so I do want to sell courses and I want to sell my coaching programs. I want to sell my video courses and all these things that I have been talking about putting together. I have a lot of that online, but anyway, so as a way to grow my list and to offer you something that is truly helpful, go to davidtrigg.com/ passion, and or you can just click in the bottom of this episode and just go to the show notes and it'll be right there, and opt in, and I will send you immediately this this resource, the questionnaire, and then my top 10 book list of things, books that you should be reading, podcasts that you should be listening to, that will help you change your mindset and will help you succeed at life and yet be a spiritual man or woman. So thank you so much. Make sure that you subscribe, like, comment, give me a 5-star review in iTunes, and make sure that you go to davidtrader.com/passion to get your free resource today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.